First thing we'll do is take up approval of the minutes from April 11th. Representative Cox, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
I have, and they moved those.
Representative Cox moves the minutes from April 11th, 2003. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails. Minutes are passed. Well, welcome back. For those of you that were in the Finance Committee this morning, we reviewed a number of the things that that we'll probably be bringing up again today at this meeting this afternoon, or this morning. And first of all, we'd like to start off with some new folks that are with the committee. And we'll start with the House Research. Mr. Bob Eliff is, if you remember, Mike Bull was with House Research, and Bob is going to be taking Mike's place. And welcome to the committee. Do you have any words of wisdom? Or
maybe not wisdom, I'm just excited to be here and looking forward to serving the members of the committee.
Thank you very much. Probably be covering some energy issues and be with the Energy Committee more than with us, really. And then we have Andy is back with us again this year as our page. And also we have Olga is going to be Olga Ricaldi. I'm sorry, I can't get it quite right, I don't think, but she's an intern with our committee this year. Let's see, anybody else? That's it? Okay.
Poppy's a new guy.
Where you been, Joe?
I was up talking to a class from Holy Family High School.
And with that, I would like to welcome the students from Holy Family Catholic High School in Victoria, Minnesota. And Joe Hoppe is his representative. Members, please give them a warm round of applause. We're just going to be reviewing some of the things that we've done this summer in the Environment and Natural Resources area, and kind of the first day here of session, and we're just kind of kicking things off. So, with that, just going to review a few of the things that we're doing in the interim, and if anybody has any questions on what direction the committee is going to be going this year, or anything that they would like to comment about, or if you have some bills that are important to you that you're going to be bringing forward this year, please feel free to state those things at that time. One of the most important things that were done this summer was the Impaired Waters Group, the governor's task force, if you will, that he put together on impaired waters. Up in St. Cloud a few weeks ago, we heard the result of that plan, and it looks like a very, very good plan. The problem is how we're going to pay for it, and that's a huge issue, and we'll possibly be looking more at that. I don't know if there's going to be some representatives that are going to be bringing some ideas forward to pay for that plan. I know that the governor thinks it's a good plan too, but we've got a limited budget. We don't know how we're going to pay for it yet, so that's a huge issue that we'll probably be looking at. The group that got together and put the plan in place did a very, very good job. It's just how we're going to pay for it is the number one issue. And then we reviewed this morning in the Finance Committee the CREP proposal. And as you know, it's $20 million that could possibly be in the bonding bill this year if we get all our ducks in a row and get the application approved, et cetera. Negotiations are continuing with the farm groups and the governor's office and everybody else that's involved, and hopefully we can come to a resolution on that issue. I've in my office, we've met with a number of those folks, and I think there's room for a compromise and to get this CREP thing done, and hope we can get that done. If it doesn't happen, I don't know, there's going to be $20 million lingering out there that other people are going to be wanting to get their hands on, so hopefully we can get that done. The DNR has a pretty active year this year. We're going to be looking at a number of different bills, technical bills. I think they're having another game and fish bill come forward. We might move our last year's bill out and also the new game and fish bill out separately and maybe blend them together on the floor or maybe even in this committee. But the bills that we had before this committee that were sent back to us from the floor, we're going to be looking at those first, try to get those back on the general register and get those out of here first. It's going to be a very, very active year. We were thinking about maybe scheduling three meetings a week as opposed to just two, but because of the forecast that's not coming out until the end of February, we're going to back off a little bit, just be twice a week, and then try to cram everything in at the end, because it's going to be fast and furious here as we get going. So first thing we'll be taking up is the bills that were sent back to us from the general register last year and move them back onto the register. Yeah, they're going to have there's a electronic licensing issue again this year, forestry, rulemaking, a number of those things that the DNR is going to be bringing forward. Also at the MPCA and the Office of Environmental Assistance, you probably heard already that they're talking about blending those two agencies, bringing the Office of Environmental Assistance under MPCA, and we'll be seeing that bill. That'll probably be the largest initiative that MPCA will have. And then the Electrical Energy Task Force, which I am co-chair of with Senator Metzen, the most recent thing was that we went to Yucca Mountain. We just returned from that last Wednesday, and we went and took a tour of Yucca Mountain. We listened to a day-long presentation along with the tour, and I'm prepared to answer any questions you might have about Yucca Mountain, anything that I learned about anyway. So with that, it's going to be a very, very short meeting today. We're here to listen to your concerns, your questions. Also, what direction you folks might be wanting to go this year. So with that, we'll open it up to questions. Representative Wasler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You had mentioned the Impaired Waters Plan, and my understanding is that that will be in the form of a bill. I haven't seen the document. I'd be very interested.
I don't believe it's going to be coming forward as a form of a bill unless some representative would bring it forward.
So,
no, it won't be an agency bill.
I guess I'm confused, then, Mr. Chair, if it's a plan and it's not going to come forward to the committee in a formal sense, and on top of that, there's no money, as you had mentioned. Sounds more like a wish than a plan.
Well, talking to the agency and the folks that are involved in this, it looks like they would rather bring it forward in the budget year as opposed to this year. So it's a plan that's still in place. We're still looking at it. We're trying to keep it alive. And next year we'll probably be bringing this forward, or the agency will be bringing it forward. And in the budget year, when we can make room in the budget for the funding.
I think it's, Mr. Chairman, it's commendable that the governor would look at Impaired Waters. Unfortunately, I think this is going to be a key area of debate this session in this committee and in the Finance Committee. And I think we have to figure out how to pay for it.
Well, Representative Wasluck, I agree with you, and it's very, very possible that we'll see some sort of a funding package put together with the Impaired Waters proposal this session, brought forward by some legislator, I would imagine. That's very, very possible. Representative Wagenius.
If we don't see a proposal to fund the cleanup of Impaired Waters, will we at least see a proposal to monitor our waters, since we are no longer doing much of anything about water monitoring?
Well, I don't think we'll see any agency bill brought forward. I don't think we'll see anything in that regard, not this year.
So the governor's position is that we shouldn't be doing water monitoring? I mean, we shouldn't even know.
Representative Wagenius, I'm not going to speak for the governor. I don't know what his idea in that regard is. He put together this task force. He's very concerned about it, and he wants to address this. But as we all know here, that we've tried to balance the budget. We did a good job last year of balancing that budget, and we have to wait and see what the forecast is going to bring for this year. And it doesn't look like there's going to be money to move around to get some of these things done. So we want to keep the issue alive, but address it next year in the budget year.
If I could follow up, Mr. Chair.
Representative Wagenius.
If you don't monitor your waters, then you don't know what you have to do to resolve water quality issues. Right now, Minnesota monitors its lakes and streams at the rate of once every 67 years. I think the public expects better of us than that. Normally, this kind of thing would be fee-based and not come out of the general fund anyway, so there is no reason we couldn't consider something that's fee-based this year. So that when we go, because what I worry about is next year we'll say, well, we don't know the size of the problem, or we haven't been doing the monitoring, so we'll have to wait again. So we could go through the governor's whole first administration, and he will have told us many times that he's concerned, but we will have done nothing.
Well, Representative McGinnis, I think the governor does want to do something. I explained that with the budget situation we're in, I don't think the governor wants to address it this year. He's got his plan in place. He wants to move forward with that, not this year. And nothing stopping any representative from bringing a proposal forward that could get this job done with taking money from the general fund. If you want to bring a proposal forward, that's great. We'll take a look at it. And I think, like I said earlier, I think there will be some state representatives that will be bringing proposals forward to try to get implement the plan sooner. I also think that we're haven't all of a sudden stopped monitoring all our waters. I mean, those programs are still going on. There's a number of things that we're still doing in that regard on monitoring waters, especially a plan to let the citizens do some of that monitoring. That's still in place. Representative McGinnis.
Well, perhaps two things then. Perhaps we could have a hearing on water monitoring and what is going on. And I will remind the chair that I did introduce a bill last year for water monitoring of lakes and streams, which would make sure that they were done once every 10 years, and it was fee-based.
Okay. Anyone else? ATVs are going to be another issue this year. We've ran into some problems with the bill that we passed last year. Some unintentional consequences came out of that package. I still think it was a very, very good bill that we passed, but there's some issues out there that we have to resolve. Any piece of legislation that you pass might always have some problems or consequences that you don't foresee, and we're going to try to straighten those issues out this year, too. Representative.
Mr. Chairman, I'm concerned about, as always, with hunting in the state, and I'm starting to see, I think I see a trend of declining hunter recruitment across the state, and in all kinds of sports like that, outdoor sports, shooting sports, other forms of recreation. So I'm hoping to have some bills coming forth that will address or try to address or to try and plug some of the holes in that recruitment, because that's an important part of our heritage here in Minnesota, and especially an important part as we try to raise funds to do our management. And so one thing I'm working on is a youth deer hunting bill similar to the youth waterfowl season.
Sounds good. Representative Dillon and I have talked about this issue before, and look forward to seeing what that is, what those bills are. Representative Olson.
Mr. Chair, are we talking about bills? I apologize for being late.
Yeah, we're just kind of doing a little overview of some of the things we did this summer during the interim, and talk about any ideas that you might be bringing forward this year.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Representative Olson.
How much time do we have? I won't take it all.
Not very long.
Just kidding, of course. As you know, Mr. Chair, we've talked a number of times about the zero-discharge septic systems, and there'll be a bill coming forward on that as well. Water reclamation, biological treatment, no longer needing septic tanks and even drain fields. So,
sounds good. Look forward to
technology.
Look forward to seeing that.
Just don't man, but no, don't worry about that. I know.
Oh, yeah, I believe the DNR is going to have some forestry issues too this year, and we're going to be looking at some of the rulemaking that that they do too. I think they're going to be bringing some bills forward in that regard. As you know, shooting ranges and doves are two of my top priorities, and those are a couple of bills that we moved on last year, and were sent back to our committee, and we're going to be looking at those too. Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a freshman question. So if we've already passed the bill out of this committee and has passed the floor, it comes back to us again, do we vote on it again then?
Representative McNamara, these are bills that we voted out of this committee, went on the general register, and they did not receive any action on the floor. So if they're still on the general register, they're sent back to our committee after last year, and they come back to our committee, so we have to pass them back out of this committee and get them back on the general register to be acted on the floor this year.
Follow-up, Mr. Chair. Didn't we pass the Morning Dove bill from the House floor? Because it was in conference committee. I'm not understanding. It
might have been in another bill.
It was an amendment, I think.
The dove hunting issue was in a number of places. I think we had it in the finance bill along with a stamp. That's why it was in the finance bill. And it didn't survive the conference committee. But the dove issue without a stamp was in the game and fish bill that was sent back to our committee, and we didn't act on the game and fish bill on the floor last year. So it's back in our committee. We have to pass it out of here again and get it back on the general register. Representative Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are we going to have a presentation? I know you were at the Sport Fishing Roundtable, but for this committee on the tagging study on Mille Lacs and the findings of the netting results in that and the take and how they're going to set limits on Mille Lacs as we go into the future in a management plan?
Well, Representative Haas, we hadn't planned on that, but if you want to put something together like that and work with the DNR to bring that forward, we can certainly do that.
Because I think I have a bill from last year for the management, 5-year management plan for the lake that I was working on. But I think the committee needs to be updated because, you know, that fishery is very important to the state of Minnesota. It brings in a lot of tax dollars and provides a lot of money to the local economy. And we have to make sure that fishery stays viable. And I think that's, you know, the direction the DNR is trying to go with it. But I think this committee needs to stay on top of that, their management plan that they're trying to put in place to make sure it works.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Representative Haas. You and I both have cabins on that lake.
Great.
So we can definitely do that. Yep. Bring them forward and give us some information on that.
Okay.
Representative Wagenius.
Mr. Chairman, are we going to be spending some time looking at some overall problems that the state is going to be needing to deal with, or are we going to be looking at just very specific things like dove hunting?
Well, Representative Guinness, there's going to be a number of bills coming forward, and I think all those bills are going to take quite some time. We're not going to do a lot of overview like we did last year when we first got this committee together and we had new members here, new freshmen, etc., and, you know, giving us overviews of different departments and things and different issues. If there is an issue that you would like to look at or some overall issues, maybe we can set some time aside for that, such as Representative Haas's issue. We can look at that someday. But we're more than willing to do that sort of thing if we can fit it into the time frame, but we have to get some of these bills done because they're going to be coming, and we, from what I'm hearing, people want to get out of here by Easter. However you might speculate on that a lot of people think that's never going to happen, but I think that's the ultimate goal. So we have to, not knowing our deadlines at this point, we're planning on getting these bills done, and if we can fit some other things in, well, all the better. Representative Wagenius.
Well, obviously, I think dealing with the waters issues is probably one of our top priorities, mm-hmm. but if you have some time, and those are specific things we can do, if you have some time, I think it might be useful for members to get an understanding of what climate change is going to do to the ecology of the state of Minnesota. I think there are very few people in the state, or maybe a few people in this committee. No, I'm sure everybody in this committee knows, but few people in the state that understand that we'll lose our forests in the boundary waters as the climate changes. And that's just one of the things that will happen. And that's just one of the, and then there are huge problems with fishing as the climate changes. And perhaps it would be a good idea for us to get an understanding, an in-depth understanding of what it is that happens to our fish Why do we lose certain fish? Why does certain other fish come in? And what happens to our forests and the boundary waters? Those would be two big pieces of looking at why Minnesota turns out to be more vulnerable to climate change than a lot of other states.
Okay. What's that, Bill?
Another item I'm going to be bringing forward is just very egregious that happened last year, I believe, is last year somehow through another committee, the requirement to have a Social Security number on a hunting license for youth, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, was put on so that because of deadbeat dads. And I think it's just terrible that we are asking children to provide their Social Security numbers when, frankly, I went to the Orr High School and addressed them, and I asked about 60 kids how many of them knew their Social Security numbers. Not one of them knew their. I asked them who would they go to find out who their Social Security number was, and it went all the way from their priest to one of them was a priest. Some of them didn't know, on and on and on. And what's happening out in the field is that kids are coming up in youth groups and YMCA groups and church groups by busloads and busloads up into northeastern Minnesota and up into Representative Pennis's district, where they fish up in Lake of the Woods and up in that area. And they walk in and they say they want to get a hunting license. They've been promoted to come to Minnesota to fish and to or to recreate. And they say to a 12-year-old kid, yeah, what's your Social Security number? And they look at him and go, And this is just wreaked havoc. Also, with hunting licenses, I just want to know how many deadbeat dads are there anyway that are, you know, 15, 16. I mean, this is just something that I think is just crazy. And so I'm introducing a bill to get rid of that requirement. And I've already been called from Health and Human Services and been informed that that's a $300 million price tag. To do that we'd be out of conformance with the federal government. Well, I say, fine, let's just be out of conformance and see when they take the money away what idiots they look like. And just, I'm going to ask Health Services to tell me how many kids are deadbeat dads that are less than 17. I mean, this is not reasonable. We should be introducing the kids to the great outdoors, not to the world of adult bureaucracy. That's my feeling about it, and we'll have a bill on that. Boy, that got him quiet.
I'm happy as a pig. I'm just anxious to get the dub bill passed.
I think we're ready to vote, Representative.
I'd also like to announce that Mr. Bob Meyer. If you want to stand up, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Bob was with the Office of Environmental Assistance, as you all well know. He is now with the Minnesota DNR as their legislative liaison. And listening to everything that we're talking about and taking notes, I'm sure, so he can be here to handle some of our issues as we move along.
Oh,
Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't know there was anyone from the DNR here. As we all know, there's been a public hue and cry for a Minnesota elk hunting season, and I think it's high time that we answer the public's demands and at least talk about that this year.
Okay. Representative Dinglestad.
He's writing it down. Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Representative Wagenius's earlier point about the climate change, I was at an environmental program, I think it was last week, where they had a real good speaker from the University of Minnesota. And so maybe we could get that person to come in and talk. There's some really interesting stuff about how Minnesota will compete with Georgia and how we have a disadvantage in some of those issues and some of the long-term effects of kind of the greenhouse effect. It was new stuff to me, and I've been on this committee for 8 years now. So, and another item, Mr. Chair, as I'm looking around the table here, I think I'm the only person in this committee right now that is on the LCMR. I know Representative Osment is the past chair. Oh, Representative Hackbarth, of course, but as you know, our LCMR group had a subgroup of parks this interim, And we studied state park issues, metro park issues, and issues about parks from greater Minnesota. And tomorrow, the LCMR is coming together at 10:30 for a meeting to present that park study information. So I'm sure there'll be some legislation that will relate to policy in regards to parks, and do some follow-up next year as well.
Okay. Anything else? Well, it's going to be an interesting session. The bonding is going to be a big issue, and there's going to be a number of proposals that are going to have to do with policy. I don't think we've even touched on barely any of them at this point. Representative Cox, did you have any?
I'm looking for the phosphorus study. We should be seeing that, I think, in the maybe the third week of February here, and see if anything moves forward on that. I'm working on mercury in with the auto switches, as the I think the 99 was the last year that the autos had the mercury switches in, and tried to see about some assistance for getting those removed before they're crushed and recycled. And then I'm working on cathode ray tube recycling plan again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, members, Thursday's meeting is going to be short also, but I ask you to be here on time because we are going to have a presentation on invasive species and buckthorn, and Representative McNamara asked to do this, and we're going to have folks coming forward and giving us a presentation on that. But it's going to be a very short meeting because of the state of the state. We'd like to be out of here by 11:15, if at all possible, so we can get over the floor by 11:30. Representative Cox.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, is the invasive species, are we going to do aquatic or just
Representative McNamara?
It was not going to be on aquatic.
Okay, that's fine.
Although I believe there will be some legislation or some bills coming forward on that issue. So that is going to be another issue that's going to be before us this year.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Wiginius.
When you say there should be some bills on an invasive species, can you just kind of tell us what's involved in those bills?
Well, the bill that I'm thinking about, there's been some constituents of mine that have contacted me on Eurasian water milfoil and some other things, and how we treat them in lakes, etc. Mr. Meyer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. We will have an invasive species bill also that we'll be introducing that will deal with updating those statutes right now. Currently, we were one of the first in the nation to have invasive exotic species language, and we're going to update that, try to deal with the emerging issues that are there, which hopefully will be in front of this committee shortly.
Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And are you going to be working with the Department of Ag and their invasive species people as you develop that?
Mr. Meyer.
Mr. Chair, members, where it is applicable, the main focus on ours currently are aquatic species.
Okay, I misunderstood, because aquatics are under the DNR, and the Highland plants are under Department of Ag. Is that true, Mr. Meyer?
Mr. Chair, members, I believe so.
Okay.
Representative Dill?
On another track, so when everybody's done, Mr. Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Meyer.
Thank you.
Representative Dill?
Mr. Chairman, what about those jumping carp?
Well, I think we'll have to bring the DNR forward, and they're going to give us a little update on what's going on with that. Huge problem. I don't think anyone in the country knows how to deal with the issue. There's been a lot of ideas floated around, but no way to really stop them, and we need to hear from the DNR and where they're at on that issue.
Yep.
Anything else, members? Well, members, please be on time on Thursday. Like I said, we're going to have this presentation. We're going to get rolling right away so we can get over to the floor on Thursday for the State of the State. Thank you for coming, and welcome back. Meeting adjourned.